T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
The Bill Michaels Show continues, and we are brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, when you ask, what's for dinner? All you got to do is stop over to our friends from Quick Trip. Stop and see Quick Trip. Because, why? Because they have got some tremendous meals right now that are basically heat and eats. And they make them out in La Crosse, fresh each and every day. Then they are shipped to the stores. You can pull them right out of the refrigerators there. Take them home, pop them in, heat them and eat them. I know everybody's got a busy lifestyle. COVID hasn't slowed everybody down, whether or not you're working out of the office or out of the home, or you just want something quick at home because you got a lot of stuff going on in your life. That's fine. Every now and then, you need a little help, and Quick Trip's here for just that. Use your Quick Rewards card, and you're good to go. That's our friends over at Quick Trip. So we all heard the press conference with J.J. Watt, right? We all heard that. And it look, that's a guy that's clearly not happy with the direction things are going right now. All right? We all know that, too. The silence was the loudest following the, 35-20 loss to the Packers. Even at full strength, the Texans' offense, they couldn't find a rhythm with the defense. And the defense was torched. I mean, let's be honest. You know, Aaron Rodgers just lit them up. It wasn't what J.J. Watt said, but rather how he said it. And the tone is frustration. The tone is anger. The Texans couldn't get pressure. Even with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari out with a chest injury. The run game missing Aaron Jones. Devontae Adams went off. Overall, Watt and that defense, they pointed out in some of the articles down in the Houston Chronicle, they need to take ownership of the loss. The offense found a little bit of rhythm late, scoring 13 of their 20 points in the fourth quarter, but if plays like a 45-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Adams don't happen early on, maybe Green Bay would be playing catch-up instead of holding the lead. So the possibility, could the Texans trade J.J. Watt in the coming week? He hasn't particularly been his normal self this year. Through 7 games, the 31-year-old has tallied only 12 tackles, 3 sacks, forced 1 fumble. But now with Bill O'Brien out of the picture with a couple of early draft choices, the Houston Texans have to be at least considering freeing up some cap space and cutting ties with players who could bring the value right now in the form of picks. And with the Texans on a bye week, this could be the last time the Texans fans get a chance to see Watt suiting up in the red, white, and blue. And with comments like that, he might be ready for a change of scenery as well. So he hasn't come out and said it, but would you want to trade for J.J. Watt? That's the first question. Okay, there's others that spawn off of that. But that's the first question, 855-830-8648, okay? Then there's different trade rumors that are out there, you know, whether or not you would look at a guy like, say, Ryan Anderson. There's Alshon Jeffrey. There's another guy that was rumored, I heard out of Cincinnati, that they might be willing to part ways with Carlos Dunlap. I remember Dunlap when he was just wreaking havoc against Aaron Rodgers. Two-time Pro Bowler. He's had 7.5 sacks in each of his last seven seasons. He's really frustrated with the Bengals right now. And the Bengals are frustrated with him because he has been so outspoken. Look, if you become a star in Cincinnati, you eventually want out because they're not going to pay you. They don't do anything to continually win. Once you get good, you feel like you're ready to go. Like, let's get ourselves a Super Bowl team here. And Mike Brown will never do that. So you ultimately won out. I mean, look at how many players have left there and gone on to success otherwise. I mean, you start with a guy like Corey Dillon years ago who ended up going to the Patriots, and they won a couple of Super Bowls with him running the football after he had proven himself in Cincinnati over and over again. So he wants out of there. And whether or not you'd be willing to trade to – now, he's an edge rusher. So you've got edge rushers, but there's nothing that says you can't add quality defenders. That would then inhibit some of the growth maybe of a guy like Rashawn Gary, but if do you go for it? I got so many people that are saying, why do the Packers not value middle linebackers? We'll have to ask them why there's a less – I mean, they have stated that, you know, quote, we, the media, and our discussions value middle linebacking more than they do. Why? Why is that – why? If it's no big deal, then why'd you go out and get Kirksey? You know, if it doesn't matter, is that your weakest link right now? What is the weakest link, defensively speaking, for the Packers? Then you take it to the opposite side. A guy like Alshon Jeffrey, a former Bear, a guy like Golden Tate. Look, the Michael Thomas thing, I think is not gonna happen. I mean, the question is, and I know FanSided wrote an article on this, could the Green Bay Packers trade for Michael Thomas? Anyone can trade for anyone, but there's a nuance that needs to go into something as salacious as suggesting this rumor as anything more than just that. It says there's a number of things working against the Packers making this deal happen. But why bring logic into this? As they say, sometimes the best thing to do is just toss aside all the reasons and do what your gut tells you to do. Adding Thomas to an offense with Adams that's led by Aaron Rodgers feels like the type of thing that could break the NFL. So what is the end game? It's not to win a financial reward. It's winning a Super Bowl. And to do that, the Packers will likely have to beat either Kansas City or Baltimore, both of which are high-scoring offenses that would result in a shootout, especially against a Packers defense, because the Packers defense is not that good. And they say, as it was written, moreover, a move both of those teams would at least attempt to see if it could make work. The Chiefs didn't bat an eye at signing Le'Veon Bell, right? Despite how loaded their offense is. And an offseason was an education on how to turn cap space that amounted into roughly 3 cents into a carton of milk and re-signing all of its core championship pieces for the foreseeable future. So if you want to make a deal and you want to get a deal done and you want to sign somebody, you'll be able to do it. That's the bottom line. And that's what the Packers are up against in the twilight of Aaron Rodgers' career. And we're watching a lot of the good years get wasted right now. Here's an opportunity, though, as they say, to go for broke and jam a pencil in the governor plate and be able to open this thing up. And we'll see if the Packers actually do it. So do you feel two things? Well, really three, I guess. But do you feel the Packers need to make a move? Yes or no? Do you feel the Packers need to go defensively or offensively? And will you be disappointed if they don't? 855-830-8648. And is J.J. Watt on your radar? Is that the guy that you believe could put you over the top? Again, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Would you want to see the Packers go after him? 855-830-8648. I find it fascinating right now. Fascinating right now as to what people are thinking when it comes to the Green Bay Packers and taking that next step. 6-1 is tremendous. Or 5-1 is tremendous out of their first six games. It's tremendous. No doubt. You got a Minnesota Viking team that's coming to Colin, and they're on the downside right now. You got to beat them up while they're down, okay? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can find me on Twitter at Bill_Michaels. Hit us up over on the Facebook fan page, as many of you had. Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Also, hit us up on the website. You can hit us up on the email as well, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. Let's do this. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Cudahy. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I know I don't have a lot of time here to talk, but basically, if whatever key pieces you need, if it's out there and they can make an immediate impact, yes. I wouldn't panic and just get anybody. So if there are people that can actually help, maybe one or two pieces on offense and or defense, definitely go for it, because we have a limited opportunity with Rodgers because of, hey, he's only going to be around 2 or 3 years probably. That's my statement.
Well, that, appreciate it. I mean, that's kind of the clock that the Packers organization started ticking when they picked up Jordan Love. Now, you can't say whether or not they made a mistake in picking up Jordan Love, because we haven't seen Jordan Love play. But in the here and the now, you would certainly say yes. Without a doubt, because, I mean, you're talking about a high draft choice and a fourth-round draft choice that you got rid of, and you don't have anybody participating. You don't have anybody contributing. But do you feel the Packers need to make a deal, that they need to push the chips to the middle of the table to say, look, we've got a team right now in a rather even-keel NFC that we believe we can get to a Super Bowl if you find a piece or two to help you out? 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Scholze Family Farms Beef. Good people over there. And you know what had to happen, right? Chilly weather's here. We all know that. You're probably going to be putting the grill away. Not me. I'm keeping the grill out for as long as I possibly can. But that doesn't mean you can't do the crock pot and the Instapots and the air fryers and all that kind of stuff. Ann's come up with some good recipes for just steaks, chops, and such at home. I mean, I've been doing that. I think we all found the internal cook in ourselves during this COVID and the quarantine, right? And the people over at Scholze Family Farms Beef, they got all the great meats you need to make delicious homemade chili, stews, soups, and all that kind of good stuff. Perfect for a weeknight meal or in a pinch for watching a big game, family and friends coming over, whatever it happens to be, they got it for you. And you simply can't beat the quality pasture-raised beef from right here in Humbird, Wisconsin. When you order online at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, that's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, you can create your own custom order or choose from a variety of curated packages. And, you know, with COVID cases on the rise, everybody wants to stay home. You don't want to go out and expose yourself. Or maybe you do. Who knows? But regardless, this is a great, easy way to get it delivered right to your doorstep. Just go to Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, and check out the great selection. Again, that's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Do the Packers need to make a deal? Do you want them to go after a guy like J.J. Watt? Is there somebody else in mind? Do they need to go defense or offense? And if they don't do anything, will you be disappointed? Stay tuned. More of The Bill Michaels Show is next.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Some great people along for the ride this year. Our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Don't forget, I got a really nice letter. I'm going to have to read you a little bit later on, but a really nice letter from a listener who followed my advice and went to Epoxy Flooring Done Right and sent me a note. It just basically said, hey, that I would get his name's, by the way, Terry and Lori. He said that John came out very courteous, gave us a quote. Did the rooms. They noticed an anomaly. It just didn't look right, but upon further inspection, there was a couple of snafus. Sean and the gang not only went out, but they completely redid the floors at no cost. And they put a new floor in the basement, new floor in the laundry room. And he said, really, in giant letters, he said, now that's what I call epoxy done right. They did meet me and my wife. They did us right. And I'm almost certain they treat all their customers the same way. Just glad people who stick to their word and provide the service the way that Sean and Epoxy Flooring Done Right does. I hope he gets the people to fill the vacancies for his business that he sorely needs, and he does need people right now, because we will definitely use them in the future. I thank you so much for the email. I mean, I can say all the things I want about a company that we, you know, we work with, but to get emails like that are fantastic. So go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And they can't do anything better than what Terry and Lori said. And if you want that email, I can send it to you, because it's from somebody else, not from myself, and they're just great people. So epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Would you make a deal if you're the Green Bay Packers? Do you feel the Packers need to make a deal? Do you feel they need to make a deal? Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Joe, listening to us in Wauwatosa. Joe, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I look at the possibility of acquiring J.J. Watt, similar to what the Packers did when they got Reggie White. You got a high-character guy. You know, your pass rush is not the greatest in the league. This guy could definitely add some muster to that defensive line. And he's a high character guy. And I know they've talked about maybe only signing him for a year. I'm saying sign the guy, period. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy's a premier player. I'm going to get off the phone, and I just want to hear your comment.
No, I appreciate it. Look, I agree in the sense that you can't go wrong with a guy character-wise like J.J. Watt. His better years might be a little bit behind him. That I would agree with. But in the sense that this guy is, he is still usable and can still be an impact player with good players next to him, such as Kenny Clark, such as Preston and Za'Darius Smith. You talk about that front that they can put up. And he doesn't have to be used every down. Therefore, you can preserve him somewhat. You know what I mean? So, you know, I look that that you can use J.J. Watt and can be effective. And, you, like I said, you don't have to beat him up and use him every down to get your money's worth out of him. And let's be honest. I mean, suddenly he goes from playing with a team that appears to be circling the drain and in chaos to a team that is rolling. I mean, it changes your mentality. Imagine you're working at a company where you're a quality employee, but everybody else around you just kind of is average or below average, and they're not getting the job done, and you're picking up the slack for other people. And all of a sudden you get asked to go work at a company that has it all going on, and all they want you to do is just do your job. Just be a contributing piece. Be your outstanding self, but be a contributing piece for those that are contributing around you. And you got a shot at all having success, all making more money, all looking good. It's a no-brainer. It changes your mentality. It changes your atmosphere. It changes kind of who you are. It doesn't change your inner being, but it changes your enthusiasm. So, yeah, I mean, if you would want to go after a guy like J.J. Watt, I'd be all in favor of it. Because look at it this way. Are you getting better? And if you answer yes, then there's nothing wrong with that. As long as the deal is right, there's nothing wrong with it. Let's go to Joe Bruce listening to us in Ridgeway. Bruce, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Pretty good, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
I think they should go after the Williams guy from the Jets. I think, he'd only cost us like $1 million against our cap next year and year after. I think he'd fit right in.
You're talking about what, Leonard Williams? I believe,
yeah,
Leonard Williams?
The defensive
Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams. I'm sorry, Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
That's right, Quinnen Williams, because they may be open to a trade there as well. Which, by the way, Quinnen Williams, the defensive lineman, I think is who you're talking about. And, yeah, up front, Quinnen Williams I take in a heartbeat. He's a big, beefy guy, strong guy, can come from that left side, and the Jets, they would consider a trade. Put it this way, they took him with the third overall pick in the NFL draft some years back, right, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't he the third or fourth pick? Yeah.
Yeah.
And a young guy, yeah, you still get him at a decent contract. Yeah, I would be open to that. If they're considering trading him, I'd be open to that in a heartbeat. I don't know what you'd have to give up to get him, considering he was the third overall pick. But I don't know if you're going to give up your first-round draft choice, but you're probably going to have to give up a high draft choice to get him. But they would demand more than a second-round pick, is from what I understand. But I don't know if you're going to get more than that. Maybe you get a second rounder and then a future third rounder or something to that effect, but you would probably give up more than just a second round pick for him. But yeah, if Quinnen Williams was available and they were open to trading him here, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because that would save us money, and then we'd have money left over for Baccarati and Corey Linsley to sign next.
Corey Linsley, David Bakhtiari, yeah, no doubt, appreciate it. Linsley, Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones, you got Kevin King that's going to be coming up. I mean, you got some money that you're going to be doling out here relatively soon. But, yeah, if you could pick up Quinnen Williams, I don't know why I was thinking Leonard Williams. But Quinnen Williams, yeah, without a doubt, I'd do that in a heartbeat. 855-830-8648. I can't believe that the Jets are so quick to give up on Quinnen Williams. Now, there is some reports out there that they're not shopping Quinnen Williams, that teams are interested in trading for him. But the Jets are basically putting it out there that it's going to take more than, you know, a day two pick to pull the pull him away because they have him under cap control. But he is what they consider to be, quote, an emerging star coming out of the New York Times. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dennis listening to us in Holman. Dennis, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay, on J.J. Watt, I think that bringing J.J. Watt to Green Bay, you know, would be so great for him, the fans. Look what he puts into his efforts in getting out on the field. And for an example, look at how pissed off he was on Sunday. He didn't even want to, yep. He'd rather strangle the reporter than answer questions, you know?
Right.
And one more thing too is, can Aaron Rodgers, can they ever restructure his contract so that we could
sure.
afford some people, you know?
Yep.
I mean,
they could restructure it, yeah.
And then one more thing is, I really think that bringing an impact player like him and will really, really strengthen the whole line with just his camaraderie there, you know, and I'll listen to all, whatever you got to say.
No, I appreciate it. Look, you bring in a quality guy, a veteran guy, you bring in obviously a Pro Bowler, you bring in a guy that has been, you know, a perennial professional pretty much since the day he walked through the door. He's overcome all the odds. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. Now, again, I go back to, I'm not going to overpay to get him. You're not getting the J.J. Watt of 5 years ago. You're getting the J.J. Watt that has some age on the body. You're getting a J.J. Watt that has been banged up. You know, I mean, his while his numbers are somewhat down, he has still been – look, the other day he still had, what was it, four tackles, a couple of them for loss. I mean, he has still been able to get the job done, and he's still a guy you got to pay attention to. But he's not that same player, at least statistically not that same player that you saw some years ago. But, yeah, if you can get him for the right price, absolutely. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, do so. Let's do this when we come back. We'll continue discussing. And we've got the football frenzy coming up. I love it when we frenzy. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right around the corner. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at the Biofuels Association. Go to WI Biofuels or the Biofuels Association. Go to WIBiofuels.org and you can see all the information. Because look, if you're cruising around out there right now, you see the corn, you see them harvesting it, you know it's for ethanol. We've been telling you about it for a while now. And you know that it also helps the farmers right here in our own area. And for all the information, and including the information about your own vehicle, as to whether or not you can take the unleaded 88 or the E85, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, abetterfuel.org. A good portion of the corn grown right here in our own backyard, specifically grown for ethanol as a motor fuel. And dispel all the myths. Do basically what's right and kind of helping out the farmers and doing something good for the environment. It helps out your wallet a little bit. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And don't miss this chance to be an advocate for the farmers and the workers, the refinery workers, the truck drivers, the dispensaries. Again, go to abetterfuel.org. We frenzy next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Russ looks. He's going to lay it up over the top. He's got a man down there. It's Metcalf. He's got it. Touchdown,
Seahawks!
Another big football weekend.
Give to Gurley. Dives over the pile. Stood up and is into the end zone anyway for the Falcons. Touchdown!
Time to look around the rest of the league.
This time, it's a handoff. No, it's a fake. Lynch into the end zone. Touchdown, Zucker!
Listen, he faked you. He faked me. He faked everybody.
This is the Football Frenzy on the Bill Michaels Show.
Here's the flip to McCaffrey to the right. Picks up a good block from Moten and scores. Touchdown, Carolina.
Second down. Handoff, Elliott banging at the goal line. That's a touchdown, Cowboys.
It's time to do a little frenzying, and we start off with the Lions and the Falcons. For once, the Lions are not the ones embarrassing themselves. Matt Stafford hits TJ Hockenson in the end zone, tying the game as time expires.
Let's see what the Lions dial up. 2 seconds to go. From the Falcon, 11-yard line, down by six, final play of the game. Stafford empty out of the gun. He's got it back. Looks, pumps one, steps up, looks, throws, and
yes!
Carr
gets
down. Detroit Lions, TJ Hockenson,
yes!
They did it. They've tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yes,
how big is that? Matthew Stafford, magic.
There you go. That's Dan Miller on the Lions Radio Network. The PAT from Prater is good, and it's 23-22. The Lions get the win, and yet again, the Falcons figure out a way to lose. Matt Stafford goes 25 of 36, 340 yards, a touchdown right there to end the ball game. And meanwhile, you got all kinds of guys. You got Adrian Peterson and company, 11 carries, 29 yards. They're not doing much on the ground, but at least through the air, Matthew Stafford's been pretty good. Meanwhile, Matt Ryan, 31 of 42. What an incredible day. 338 yards and a touchdown, a 105.1 quarterback rating. But in a loss, Todd Gurley, 23 carries, only 63 yards, and they just couldn't get it going. Julio Jones, 8 catches, 97 yards, but did not dent the end zone. Calvin Ridley did, 5 catches, 69 yards. For a touchdown, but the Falcons fall and they go to 1-6. Then the Browns and the Bengals. The Browns are on the road playing in Cincinnati, and Baker Mayfield hits Donovan Peoples-Jones for the go-ahead touchdown.
Mayfield back to pass, looks, going towards the end zone, and it's caught by Donovan Peoples-Jones. Touchdown! He got it! He got it! The rookie from Michigan got it with 11 seconds left to go.
That's the way it ended. How about that? 37-34, the Browns knock off the craptastic Bengals from Cincinnati in this contest on the Browns Radio Network, by the way, there. 22 of 28, Baker Mayfield was, 297 yards, 5 touchdowns against that awful Bengals defense. He did throw one pick. Joe Burrow, though, 35 of 47, 406 yards. He was harassed all day, sacked 4 times, knocked down another 7. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's been playing pretty well, but he's not been playing well enough to get that stinking franchise a couple of extra wins. It's never going to happen. The Bengals fall yet again. They go to 1-5-1. The Browns go to 5-2. The Steelers and the Titans. Steven Gostkowski misses the game-tying field goal. This is the Steelers' side of things.
Gostkowski out for a 45-yarder. And Gostkowski in this range this year as he kicks it on its way. The kick is wide right. It is no good. He kicked it wide right.
The field goal is unsuccessful. The ball will next be snapped at the 35-yard line. First down.
And listen to this. Gostkowski's 4-for-4 coming in from 50 yards. He's now 1-for-5 in the 40-yard range.
How about that on the Steelers Radio Network? Steelers then take a knee, and the Steelers go to 6-0, 27-24. The Titans take their first loss of the season. The Saints and the Panthers, Drew Brees to Jared Cook. Boy, you'd like to have him back. Here you go.
Brees in the gun, motions Taysom Hill right to left. Two receivers out to the right side, Kamara in the backfield. Brees looks to throw back of the end zone. Jared Cook, touchdown! Circus catch by Jared Cook, batted it up in the air, turns back around, great focus, and is able to pluck it out of the air in a 4-yard touchdown for Jared Cook from Drew Brees.
And the Saints are on the board. They go on to win the game on the Saints Radio Network, 27-24. The Saints are now 4-2. The Panthers are now 3-4 on the day. You've got Teddy Bridgewater, 23 of 28. Couple of touchdowns, 254 yards, a 128.3 quarterback rating. But Drew Brees, 29 of 36, 287 yards, two touchdowns for him as well, and a quarterback rating of 118.4. In the meantime, you've also got Jared Cook with three catches, 32 yards, and that touchdown. Harris, four catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown as well. Two touchdowns to Moore, though. Over there for the Carolina Panthers, four catches, 93 yards, had a 74-yard touchdown reception, two touchdowns on the day, but nevertheless, it was a losing effort. Bills and the Jets, Buffalo, they couldn't find the end zone, but their kicker, Tyler Bass, came through in a big way.
This will make it an eight-point game, give the Bills a little more breathing space with 2 minutes to play. There's the snap, the hold is good, the kick is on the way, it is true, it is good. It is 18-10, the Bills leading the New York Jets. Who would have figured this would be Tyler Bass Day? I hereby proclaim it Tyler Bass Day in the state of New York.
Six field goals there on the Bills Radio Network. 6-6-6. Two field goals in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth. 18-10. The Jets stink on ice. They remain winless on the season. The Washington football team and the Cowboys. Alex Smith with his beautiful over-the-shoulder pass to Terry McLaurin for the touchdown.
Second and seven at their own 48. Allen in the gun. Gibson to his right. Play action, steps back. Now throwing deep down the left sideline. That's Terry McLaurin. Wide open. Pitch. Catch. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
Washington goes on to win on the Washington Football Radio Network. Washington is 2-5. The Cowboys, they get beat 25-3. I'm watching right now on First Take on ESPN. And the headline is, should the Cowboys fire Mike McCarthy right now? That's how bad things are in Big D. The Buccaneers and the Raiders. Tom Brady went off in Vegas. Here it is.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers ready to go back to work. Here's the snap. We did not challenge. Brady looks. Throws a pass. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay put up 21 points in the fourth quarter. They go on to win 45-20 on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers radio network. Tampa Bay 5-2 on the season. The Raiders go to 3-3 on the season. Tom Brady in this contest, he goes 33 of 45, 369 yards, and four touchdowns on the day. Derek Carr, 24 of 36, 284 yards, a couple of touchdowns, one pick, and a quarterback rating of 97.5. Meanwhile, Godwin, Miller, Gronkowski, and Johnson all caught touchdown passes from Tom Terrific in the victory. Then you got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Patrick Mahomes, he didn't need to do much at all to win this one. His defense and the special teams were impressive. Byron Pringle takes it to the house on a kick return.
This kick will be in return. This is Pringle, former K-State star, on a right return across the 40-yard line. He's up to the near side at the 45, pushes by the wall. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Byron Pringle! And the K-State fans that are Chiefs fans can rejoice for a second straight day.
There you have it on the Chiefs radio network. Chiefs get the win 43-16. They go to 6-1. The Broncos go to 2-4. The 49ers and the Patriots, despite getting hurt on the score, Jeff Wilson had a great game on the ground for San Francisco. Here it is.
Jeff Wilson Jr. runs around the outside, and he dives in the end zone for his third rushing touchdown of the game. Let me hear you. Touchdown, San Francisco! They are trampling the Patriots.
God, shoot me in the head. San Francisco gets the win, 33-6. They knock off the Patriots, obviously, there on the 49ers radio network. The Patriots go to 2-4. Can't get enough of that, can you? Right? Yeah, same thing. Then you got the Chargers and the Jaguars. Justin Herbert off to a great start as a rookie quarterback.
Herbert rolling to his right, now looking for the throw. Instead, tucks it, spins off, dive to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Herbert adds one on the ground to his three through the air.
39-29, the Chargers get the win there on the Chargers radio network. And you got Herbert right now, 27 of 43, 347 yards, three touchdowns. Has been nothing short of spectacular. Meanwhile, Minshew Mania, 14 of 27, 173 yards, a couple of touchdowns, 96.7 quarterback rating. No picks, was sacked, though, and harassed all day. Five times went down, 11 times he was hit. at some point in that contest. Meanwhile, the Cardinals and the Seahawks, you got this one, the Arizona, they outlast Seattle in one wild desert shootout.
48-yard attempt for Zane Gonzalez, looking to win the game and get some redemption here in overtime. Ball is down. Kick from Gonzalez is up. It looks good. It is good! The Cardinals win it! An incredible finish at State Farm Stadium. The Cardinals take down Seattle. 37-34. Redemption for Zane Gonzalez.
That's the Cardinals Radio Network. Kyler Murray, 34 of 48 through one pick, but three touchdowns, 360 yards. Russell Wilson, 33 of 50, 388 yards, three touchdowns, but also in this one, three turnovers, three interceptions. That usually determines the outcome of the game, and that's exactly what happened as they ended up coughing it up a couple of times. Kyler Murray and company capitalized, 37-34 the final. Cardinals go to 5-2, Seahawks go to 5-1. And last but not least, last night, the Rams and the Bears, Jared Goff to Gerald Everett for this one.
Shotgun snap to Goff. Back to throw. It's left. It's complete. Gerald Everett shakes a tackle. Middle of the field. He goes in. Touchdown, Gerald Everett. Touchdown, L.A. With 1:34 to go in the third, the Rams have blown it open.
The Rams get the win on the Rams Radio Network, 24-10. They knock off the Bears, who just offensively can't get out of their own way. 5-2 the Bears are, 5-2 the Rams are. And that wraps up your frenzy. Woo! Love the frenzy. Absolutely love it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at New Mail Medical. If you're loving the frenzy the way I am, then you probably got all kinds of energy and you're feeling good. But if you're not, trust me. Look, if you got the all-in-one weight loss program and you want to drop some pounds, or maybe you've got a lack of energy or brain fog, you're suffering from low T or from ED, you want to get my friends over at New Mail Medical Center a call. They have locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Call them today. One number, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And I am feeling great. I'm feeling and looking as good as I've looked since I've, well, short of the age, since I was kind of a sophomore in high school. 237.1 today from 292 back in January, and it continues to go down. I continue to work out. I continue to feel great, and it's due in large part to my friends at Neumel Medical. I encourage you, just get up, make the phone call, take your life back into your own control. It's that simple. You can't do anything if you don't start today. You can't quit saying I'll do it two or three or four days in a row, because you can't do it 2 days in a row if you don't start today with one day in a row. Go ahead and get up and make the phone call now, 414-455-4451. Good stuff. We continue on. The Bill Michaels Show continues next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers begin installing the game plan tomorrow for the Vikings. After inside linebacker Christian Kirksey was placed on IR, rookie Chris Barnes stepped in. And on Sunday, Kamal Martin played, scoring six tackles in just 29 snaps in the win over the Texans. Now, Martin has not played in a game since last November, when he suffered a knee injury in his senior year for the Minnesota Gophers.
It was just fun to get out there and play football again. You know, I haven't played football in a while after I got hurt last year. So it was just fun to get out there and fly around and just play ball again, know what I do and play how it plays.
Kamal Martin and Chris Barnes both getting a lot of experience at inside linebacker. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, we're building depth at that position, which is critical. The linebackers are the quarterback of the defense. They need to know what's going on and be able to handle just whatever checks or maybe within the play calls or different formations that you're seeing. So their communication, it's awesome to see young players be able to step into that role and do a good job.
That's Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
A reminder, immediately following Green Bay and Minnesota this weekend, make sure you tune to many of these same stations or go to the radio.com app. We give it to you. It's the best. The Green and Gold postgame show, analysis, our thoughts, our rants, our praise, and then we take your thoughts, your analysis, your rants, your praise, And I love it. It's been tremendous. It continues to grow. It gets bigger and better than ever each and every year. And don't forget, for those that may be tuning in for the very first time, give us a shout, because we would love to hear from you during the Green and Gold postgame show if you're a Packers fan, or, hell, if you're a Minnesota fan for that matter. I know we got a lot of fans that listen to us over in Minneapolis in that area off of our fine affiliate stations out on the western portion of Wisconsin, and those listening to us on the radio.com app as well. So we always welcome you. Always welcome you immediately following the game on many of these same stations. Coming up in the next hour, a really good one. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette's going to be here from PackersNews.com as well. And then we're going to talk, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur, who spoke. And then we're also going to talk some Big Ten with Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network. That's coming up as well. Antonio Brown, I know that some people were talking about Odell Beckham last night. Remember, he's down for the remainder of the season with a torn ACL in the game against the Bengals this past weekend. But Antonio Brown, no longer on the market. He was signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's got a couple of weeks before he's allowed to come back. He claims he's been working out. But, you know, I mean, the thing about Antonio Brown is not necessarily whether or not he's physically gifted enough to be able to continue to play in the National Football League. It's to whether or not his head is capable of playing. Remember, he wanted out of Pittsburgh, and he got his way, and he wanted to go to a championship team, and he didn't last long in New England. They found out he was a nut really fast. And he's got issues. He's got, you know, investigations. He's had problems with brushes with the law. And then he goes to the Raiders, where he just wanted a new life. He wanted somebody to pay him, and they paid him. And then he remembered that whole where that whole scenario in which he wanted to sue the NFL for his own helmet. And he just had all these other things about him. And finally, remember when they said, okay, we're releasing him, we can't take him anymore. And he went running out of his house and screaming into the backyard on Twitter, on video. And then from there, he had all the issues. And I just don't know if he's going to be worth the risk or not. I mean, it's a low risk reward, I guess. But we'll see if Antonio Brown actually works out down in Tampa Bay. Meanwhile, the Packers, do they need to make a deal or two or three? And if so, what side of the ball? Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.